Today is Saturday, December 13th, and this is the World Socialist Website.
Welcome, Socialism AI, a historic advance in the political education of the working class. Today, the International Committee of the Fourth International inaugurates Socialism AI, a transformative application of advanced technological development to the political education and mobilization of the international working class. This marks a significant new stage in the fight for socialist consciousness. To clarify political perspective and to prepare workers and youth for the escalation of class struggle that will define the second half of the 2020s, the introduction of Socialism AI is a strategic initiative grounded in the history and program of the International Committee of the Fourth International. The working class requires access to knowledge, above all, the scientific worldview of Marxism, on a scale and with a speed commensurate with the crisis of global capitalism. The world is moving toward decisive turning points, escalating geopolitical conflict, the breakdown of democratic forms of rule, the intensification of class struggle, and the accelerating deterioration of living standards. To navigate such conditions demands theoretical clarity and historical depth. Socialism AI has been created to meet this urgent necessity. It will draw upon the entire body of Marxist theory, encompassing the entire heritage of Marxist theory since the explanation of the dialectical materialist conception of history by Marx and Engels in the Communist Manifesto, and Marx's elaboration in Das Kapital of the labor theory of value and demonstration of the historically transient character of the capitalist mode of production. Socialism AI will incorporate into its responses to political queries the vast experience of revolution and counter-revolution in the 20th century. Above all, that of the 1917 October Revolution and its aftermath. The political foundation and orientation of Socialism AI are based on Trotskyism, the revolutionary Marxism of the 21st century. Since it first emerged in 1923, in opposition to the bureaucratic degeneration of the Soviet Union, the Trotskyist movement, represented today by the International Committee of the Fourth International, has defended, under the most difficult objective conditions, the heritage of Marxism against Stalinism, social democracy, bourgeois nationalism, Pavlovian revisionism, and middle-class radicalism and pseudo-leftism. But the political challenges of the present epoch require the active and dynamic dissemination of this vast heritage of theoretical work and revolutionary struggle to millions entering struggle under conditions of extraordinary complexity. Workers and youth confront a sprawling apparatus of misinformation, historical falsification, and ideological diversion. They face a media whose function is not to inform, but to conceal the class roots of war, inequality, and political reaction. They contend with capitalist governments that have lost all legitimacy, parties that represent only rival factions of an embattled ruling class, and union bureaucracies that openly police the working class on behalf of the corporations and the state. They must see through the fraudulent claims of pseudo-left political charlatans that capitalism can be reformed and made to serve the working class. Against this background, Socialism AI represents a major breakthrough. Socialism AI is the outcome of conscious political and engineering decisions. The grounding of the system in Marxist theory, the historical experiences of the international working class, and the critical analyses developed within the socialist movement. While it draws upon a vast range of historical, political, theoretical, and factual material that is accessible online, it has been taught to synthesize a body of socialist and Marxist literature. The architecture of Socialism AI establishes a probability structure in which the concepts, analytical categories, historical experiences, and critical works of the socialist tradition exert decisive influence on the formulation of its responses to questions. Just as any serious educational institution operates within a definite intellectual tradition, Socialism AI functions within the framework of Marxism. Its purpose is not to offer a random sampling of opinions in which the views of the bourgeois capitalist establishment and media predominate, but to assist workers, students, and intellectuals in understanding social reality through the accumulated theoretical and historical experience of the socialist movement. Powered by advanced machine learning systems, it provides real-time access to the vast body of Marxist-Trotskyist analysis developed by the International Committee and published for 28 years on the World Socialist website. This immense archive, consisting of approximately 125,000 articles, constitutes the most comprehensive contemporary repository of scientific socialism in existence. Socialism AI makes it accessible, explainable, and interactive for workers, students, intellectuals, and artists seeking political orientation. Furthermore, the great works of Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, Vladimir Lenin, Leon Trotsky, Rosa Luxemburg, and Georgi Plekhanov are embedded in the corpus upon which Socialism AI draws in order to answer users' questions. This archive will continuously expand through the daily publication of the World Socialist website and regular editions from the Opus of Socialist History and Thought, as well as the most serious and intellectually principled scholars. The system's socialist character is not a limitation, but the necessary precondition for providing coherent, principled, and historically grounded answers to the problems posed by contemporary capitalism, the class struggle, and the development of an international socialist movement. The significance of Socialism AI is not limited to theoretical education and directly political issues. Users will be able to ask and receive answers on a vast range of historical, social, scientific, artistic, and cultural questions. Socialism AI will also assist workers in addressing the practical and organizational problems they confront in daily struggle. It will help clarify how best to respond to the relentless attacks of the corporations and the endless betrayals of the union bureaucracies. Workers will be able to ask, how should we oppose unsafe working conditions? How do we defend victimized colleagues? How do we prevent sellout contracts? How can we link our struggle with workers in other plants, regions, and countries facing the same multinational employers? Socialism AI will provide insight into these questions by drawing on the strategic experiences of the working class and the political lessons elaborated by the Trotskyist movement. Socialism AI will serve as a guide for the building and expansion of the International Workers' Alliance of Rank and File Committees, IDWARFC. It will help workers initiate discussions on forming new committees, establish democratic lines of communication across departments and shifts, develop secure and reliable channels for plant-wide, regional, national, and international collaboration, and propose tactics appropriate to modern conditions of globally integrated production. The era of transnational corporations requires the international unity of the working class. Socialism AI will help workers understand and act upon this fundamental strategic principle. For those already engaged in political struggle or only beginning political work, Socialism AI will prove to be an invaluable resource, providing answers to concrete organizational and tactical problems. Above all, Socialism AI will theoretically explain, programmatically clarify, and develop the strategy of World Socialist Revolution. Socialism AI is an instrument of, not a substitute for, revolutionary leadership, political struggle, and critical thought. Its essential purpose is to build the World Party of Socialist Revolution, and it will be made most effective use of by those who are dedicated to establishing workers' power. Socialism AI was not created to work miracles, and it is not infallible. The active and intensive use of Socialism AI will identify errors, facilitate their correction, and contribute to the improvement of the quality of its answers. No tool can relieve individuals of the responsibility to think, evaluate, and question. But to the extent that Socialism AI facilitates access to Marxist theory, clarifies strategy, and illuminates historical experience, it will serve as an indispensable instrument in the political development of a new generation of socialist fighters. The decisive significance of Socialism AI lies in its ability to bridge the gap between the objective movement of the working class and the subjective level of socialist consciousness. Marxism has always insisted that the spontaneous struggles of workers, however powerful, do not by themselves produce a coherent revolutionary perspective. Consciousness must be developed, historical experience must be assimilated, theoretical insight must be achieved. The technological developments of the present era now permit the rapid transmission of ideas on a global scale, enabling the working class to develop its political understanding, at a pace suited to the objective crisis. The ruling class employs advanced technology for reactionary ends: surveillance, censorship, manipulation, and war planning. The working class must use it for its own liberation. Socialism AI represents a principled and scientifically grounded effort to harness the most advanced tools of human cognition for the emancipation of humanity. It signifies the fusion of the revolutionary heritage of Marx, Engels, Lenin, and Trotsky with the needs and possibilities of the 21st century. The first half of the 2020s witnessed a rampage of capitalist imperialist reaction, from the suppression of all efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19, the instigation of the war in Ukraine, the genocidal assault on Gaza, the breakdown of democratic forms of rule, and the resurgence of fascism. These tendencies, rooted in the consolidation of power in an oligarchy and the growth of staggering levels of inequality, will acquire an ever more extreme character. But the second half of this decade will be marked by the growth of powerful working class resistance. The world capitalist system is beset by contradictions it cannot resolve. Inflation, debt crises, collapsing public services, the erosion of democratic institutions, and the drive toward world war are symptoms of systemic breakdown. The global working class is entering into struggle. Mass strikes, popular uprisings, and political insurgencies are emerging on every continent. Millions are questioning the legitimacy of the existing order. They seek explanations. They seek guidance. They seek a path forward. Socialism AI is introduced at precisely this critical historical moment. It will help workers cut through the lies of capitalist ideology, understand the causes of the crisis, and act consciously within it. It will illuminate the essential strategic lessons of past struggles and clarify their bearing on present tasks. Above all, it will help establish a new and dynamic relationship between the revolutionary heritage of Marxism and the living movement of the working class. The launch of Socialism AI expresses profound confidence, not in technology itself, but in the historical role of the international working class. Its purpose is to accelerate the development of socialist consciousness and strengthen the capacity of the working class to fight for power. In the struggles now unfolding, workers will find in Socialism AI a powerful instrument for orientation, clarification, and action. It is a historic step forward in the global fight for socialism and the conscious preparation of the working class for the revolutionary battles that lie ahead. We call on all readers of the World Socialist website to subscribe and make daily use of Socialism AI. Spread awareness of this powerful weapon among coworkers, fellow students, friends, and neighbors. But most important of all, wield this instrument of Marxist education and political action as a member and fighter for the Fourth International, the World Party of Socialist Revolution.
Democrats join Republicans to grant Trump $1 trillion in military spending for 2026. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Wednesday to pass the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, authorizing $901 billion in military spending, the largest Pentagon spending bill in U.S. history. The legislation, which is expected to pass the Senate next week, received overwhelming bipartisan support, with Democratic Party leaders voting in favor as President Donald Trump threatens to launch a major new war in Latin America. The vote was 312-112, with 115 Democrats joining 197 Republicans to pass the act. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York, Minority Whip Catherine Clark of Massachusetts, and Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar of California all cast yay votes. Combined with the $156 billion in supplemental military funding included in the reconciliation bill signed in July, the NDAA pushes total military spending for the fiscal year 2026 to over $1 trillion, a new record in absolute terms and a level relative to GDP unseen since World War II. To put this figure in perspective, the 2015 NDAA authorized approximately $600 billion in military spending. The $901 billion authorized Wednesday is $8 billion more than Trump himself requested in May. The massive military spending bill comes as the Trump administration has deployed more than 15,000 troops, a dozen warships, and scores of aircraft to the Caribbean and Pacific in preparation for military action against Venezuela. This week, the Vermont Air National Guard confirmed that F-35 stealth fighters are being deployed to the Caribbean for, quote-unquote, Operation Southern Spear, end quote. EA-18G Growler electronic warfare jets, typically used to suppress enemy air defenses before airstrikes, have also arrived at Roosevelt Roads in Puerto Rico. The deployment is the largest U.S. military mobilization in the Caribbean since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. In an interview on Thursday, Trump declared that the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's days are numbered and refused to rule out sending ground troops. U.S. forces have already killed at least 87 people in drone and missile strikes against boats in the region. Yet the Democratic Party voted to hand Trump the resources for what threatens to become a major war of aggression, with no serious opposition. The bill massively expands U.S. nuclear weapons programs, shipbuilding, and aircraft procurement in preparation for what the Pentagon openly describes as great power conflict with China. According to the House Armed Services Committee summary, the U.S. is now, quote, operating in the most dangerous threat environment since World War II, end quote, and faces, quote, an axis of aggressors comprised of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, end quote. The NDAA allocates $34 billion for nuclear weapons programs, continuing a sweeping nuclear buildup that began under the Obama administration and has accelerated under every subsequent president. In 2016, Obama announced a plan to spend $1 trillion over 30 years to replace all three legs of the nuclear triad, land-based missiles, submarine-launched missiles, and strategic bombers. That figure has since ballooned to an estimated $1.5 trillion. The first Trump administration withdrew from the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty in 2019, freeing the U.S. to develop a new generation of nuclear-capable missiles. The Biden administration continued this trajectory, and the current Trump administration is now accelerating it further. This year, NDAA funds development of the Sentinel ICBM to replace Minuteman III, a new nuclear-armed sea-launched cruise missile, and a third Columbia-class ballistic missile submarine. The legislation also prohibits the Pentagon from reducing the nation's ICBM fleet below 400 missiles, mandating that the U.S. maintain launch-ready nuclear weapons capable of destroying human civilization multiple times over. Another $13 billion goes to the Golden Dome missile defense system, with $2.6 billion more for hypersonic weapons capable of striking targets at over five times the speed of sound. The bill authorizes $26 billion for shipbuilding, focused on expanding the nuclear submarine fleet. A single Columbia-class submarine costs approximately $9 billion. Virginia-class attack submarines cost over $3 billion each. The NDAA also funds expansion of private nuclear shipyard capacity, signaling a long-term commitment to naval buildup. Aircraft procurement receives over $38 billion. The bill funds 69 F-35 stealth fighters at a cost of roughly $123 million per plane, totaling $8.5 billion. Billions more go to next-generation fighters, the B-21 Raider strategic bomber, and aerial refueling tankers to project U.S. power globally. A New York Times editorial published this week declared that the U.S. must not be quote-unquote overmatched by adversaries and supported a major expansion of military capabilities, citing a classified Pentagon assessment called the quote-unquote overmatch brief. The Times reported that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said last November that in war games against China, quote, we lose every time, end quote. The Times continued, quote, the picture it paints is consistent and disturbing. In the short term, the transformation of the American military may require additional spending, primarily to rebuild our industrial base, end quote. In other words, the newspaper of record, aligned with the Democratic Party, is openly advocating for even greater military spending than the record $1 trillion now authorized, framing it as necessary to prepare for war with China. The $1 trillion military expenditure comes amid deepening economic strain on American households. According to a political poll conducted last month, nearly half of Americans find groceries, utility bills, healthcare, housing, and transportation difficult to afford. More than a quarter, 27%, said they have skipped a medical checkup because of costs within the last 2 years, and 23% said they have skipped a prescription dose for the same reason. While working people are forced to choose between food and medicine, Congress has voted to hand over $1 trillion for global wars and the defense contractors who profit on them. For these articles and more, please visit the World Socialist website at wsws.org. For the World Socialist website, this has been Jesse Thomas.
The World Socialist website is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International, the ICFI, the leadership of the World Socialist Movement, the Fourth International founded by Leon Trotsky in 1938. The World Socialist website relies entirely on the donations of readers and listeners for financial support. To give to the WSWS or to set up a regular monthly contribution, go to wsws.org/donate. We urge our listeners to join the International Committee of the Fourth International and one of its affiliated political parties and take up the struggle for socialism.